Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. Today is another Discover a New Musical edition where you, the listener, and me, the host, get to learn about a new show together. So if you are in New York City on January 31st, you'll want to head down to the Chelsea Table and Stage to catch the music of the musical Divided. It's the journey of two friends across decades, miles, and a country divided. Refusing to be defined by societal constraints, Eleanor and Hannah strive for personal freedom amidst a backdrop of hatred, lies, loss, and war. Today, to tell us a little bit more about Divided, are the book writer and lyricist Luann Rosenfeld, the composer Kristen Rosenfeld, and the director of the production, Jim Cooney. So without further ado, let's welcome them all to the show. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Awesome. So before we get into the show, I always, my listeners know this, you might not know this, I always want to get to know you a little bit better. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So Luann, I'm going to put you on the spot first. Who are you in 30 seconds?
I am a book writer and a lyricist. I grew up in a small town in northern Minnesota. I ran off to New York to be a star, quickly discovered that I was unprepared and hated to audition. So went back to school, studied at the New School, did graduate school in drama at Tufts University, and have been a stage manager, an educator, a producer, a director, occasionally an actor, but mostly not an actor. And for the last 10 years have been writing musicals as my primary focus.
Awesome. Jim, 30 seconds. Who are you?
Yeah, hello, everyone. I'm a director choreographer. I'm located in New York City, and I specialize in new musicals, helping bring those to life, and also reimagining revivals, making them more contemporary and relevant for audiences of today. And I think my favorite things to work on are pieces that, you know, affect change, make people think a little bit differently, bring communities together, hopefully make the world a better place. And so that's one of the reasons I did so much. It checks all the boxes for me creatively and artistically. So I'm really excited about this concert.
Awesome. And Kristen, who are you?
I was born in Boston, grew up in Seattle, and moved to New York almost 20 years ago. I started writing music when I was 7 years old. And have been writing ever since. I started collaborating with my mom in 2008 when I was on tour with Spring Awakening. I worked as a professional music director and pianist for about 20 years. And I still continue to work as a composer, mostly collaborating with my mom. And then I also now work full-time at a martial arts school.
Nice. So were you all into musical theater growing up, or was that something you discovered a little bit later in life? Luann?
Always. I was the kid that put on the shows in the backyard with all the neighborhood kids, did high school musicals, moved when I moved to New York, went to the second act of every show because I couldn't afford to get into the whole show. And so pretty much always.
Jim, yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if you go back to like the first videos my parents ever have of me, it's like a little toddler and I'm using the end of a jump rope as a microphone and singing and, you know, just kind of always, I don't remember not being involved in it or wanting to be part of it.
Nice. Kristen.
Yeah, me too. I mean, my mom took me to see my first musical when I was, I don't know, four maybe, which was Annie, the national tour of Annie. And, I always love to sing and just be involved and started writing as a kid. So it was always something that I was involved in as well.
Now, today's interview is a little bit different. Usually my next question is, so when I have the creative team, so how did the two parallel lines of your lives meet? The two of you, it's pretty simple to figure out, but tell us anyways.
Let's see.
Well, I've known my mom my whole life, so. And I mean, she really introduced me to musical theater, and I think that, you know, her love of it is definitely, you know, part of the reason that I came to love it and be involved with it as well. So, and she was the one, I had been writing music and had done, you know, a lot of smaller projects, but I didn't really have a collaborator. And she was really the one who suggested that we work together. And I was like, okay, sure, let's try it.
Was it as simple as that, Luann? You said, let's try this.
Pretty much as simple as that. I mean, I think, you know, as a mother-daughter team, it's very different for sure. I think it's wonderful because you sort of have a different kind of connection than you do with somebody that you don't know or you know just professionally. I think we can read each other pretty well. You know, there's a deeper connection in that sense. And there's an opportunity to bring, I mean, I think one of the great things about working with your daughter is that it's multi-generational. So you bring two different perspectives to the work.
Yeah. And I've talked to a number of teams that are, you know, they just strangers and met. I've talked to teams that, you know, are married. You're the first mother-daughter team that I've worked with. How do you separate it? Because I've talked to the teams that are in relationships. How do you separate the times you're writing and then the times when it's just family time and you're just, you know, mother-daughter?
I think we set up boundaries really early on. The first show that we wrote together, I remember we went into a rehearsal and we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're professionals in this setting. When it comes to words, I have the last say. When it comes to music, you have the last say. We respect each other and sort of clearly identify this is now we're working and now we're playing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we even like when we, you know, have a weekend phone conversation, like I call my parents every weekend, you know, to say hi. And then, you know, I'll talk with them and then we'll go, okay, now we're going to talk business. And then, you know, that's like the switch over. So.
You've reminded me, I have to call them after this. My parents actually, so that's true. I do. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about the show Divided. How did it come about? What was the impetus for it? Who came up with the idea?
Kristen?
Yeah, well, so I was sitting at dinner with some close family friends of ours who knew my parents since before I was born, and they live here in New York. And we were talking about old family stories, and they said, oh, have you never heard the stolen baby story? And I said, what are you talking about? And so they start telling the story about, you know, one of their great grandmothers who grew up believing her whole life that her mother was dead. She was, in the real story, she was raised by her father. She grew up believing her mother was dead. Her mother had been from the South. Her father had been from the North. They had met during the Civil War, fallen in love, gotten married, moved back to the North to be with her father's family. And as they told the story, the father's sister poisoned his mind against his Southern wife and drove her away. They kept the baby in the North with the father's family, told her that her mother was dead. And then, you know, in the real story, on her father on his deathbed said, you know, your mother might still be alive. And she went searching for her mother, eventually found her. And they ended up having a wonderful relationship later in life. So that is a true story that really happened. And as soon as I heard that story, I said, this is a musical. I texted mom right away. I said, I know what the next musical is that we have to write. And obviously we've taken a lot of, you know, quite a few liberties with that story. You know, it's just like the seed of the story. that ended up emerging, but that was the genesis. So it is loosely based on a true story.
Wow, that's very cool. So when did you start writing this?
We started in 2015. We did a 29-hour reading of the story, and we worked it through a few. We did a reading, and we then did a concert and took it up to the pitch at Finger Lakes, and did the whole show with three of us, which was very interesting. And then came back and did, we're involved with a program called Theater Accelerator, which makes people, you look at how to structure your show and how to sell it. And one of the things that we discovered in that, after doing a reading with a producer, was that the focus was off. The stakes weren't high enough. And so basically we completely rewrote it. So most of the songs that were in the original are gone. It's a completely new show, and did that in 2018, which is when we started working with Jim, and took it to JMU for a workshop. And the new show, the first show was more about the daughter, and then the new show really is the focus on the mother and her friend and this incredible friendship that spans over time and through, I mean, they go through hell together to essentially find some personal freedom.
I always love hearing that, because people think, when they see the musical on stage, oh, I'm seeing the musical, when they're actually seeing the third musical written, because, you know, they don't realize we've written how many shows of the same show. It's just funny that way. So, Jim, you've been involved pretty early on in the process. How did you get involved?
Well, Kristen and I had worked together on another new musical. She was the music director and I was a choreographer, and we hit it off really well. And one thing I loved so much about working with her is I'd be like, oh, I really need something. Like, I wish we could do like X, Y, Z. She's like, oh, I can make that happen. And she'd like come back in literally 2 seconds and just play it on the piano. I'm like, how did you do that? It's like, she's just, her brain is so amazing with music. And so, and also storytelling. And also she, you know, helped with some of the choreography, because there was some fight choreography and, you know, her being involved with martial arts. So we just were very collaborative in that process. And I really enjoyed working with her. And so I had this opportunity at JMU to submit a show. And so she's like one of the first people I thought of to call and be like, is there anything you're working on or want to develop that I could help you with, that we could like get together again? And she's like, well, actually, I'm working with my mom. And so my first thought is like, wait, what? Your mom? Like, oh no. But then I read the script and I'm like, oh, this is actually really, really good. It's not just like my mom, like your mom actually is a good writer. So yeah. And the way that they presented the show, it's funny, you know, because Luann was talking about how it changed, and how they presented it to me was, oh, this is a Civil War story told from the perspective of two women. And I was like, whoa, that's amazing. Like, that like hooked me. I get like goosebumps even just when I say it aloud now, because you don't see that. You just see the men and like the politics and all that stuff, which is obviously still part of the show, but you get to see it from the women's perspective, how it affected them, how they persevered and what they had to do. And it's really great. And it's so apropos to today's times, even though they wrote it before we're in the current state that we're in now. Like, you read this, you're like, wow, in some ways, nothing has changed in the last 150 years. In some ways, you know, we've made progress, but the root is still there, that like we're still struggling with in so many different ways. And it's not just about the Civil War. It's about how we divide ourselves in all kinds of ways. As soon as I read it, I was like, yes, this is one we absolutely have to pitch. And it felt like it was an easy sell to me. And then we got selected for that workshop. And then we did a reading of it in New York here, and I just invited producers that I knew. And so we had a producer come on and help us kind of develop the next stage with that. And then the pandemic hit. So we were on pause for a little bit. And then now, my friend Chad Austin, who's the producer and artistic director of Abingdon Theater Company, I knew they did this Broadway and the Bowery series. And so I talked to him about the show, and he's like, yeah, send it to me. And I sent it to him, and then now here we are.
Wow. So I'll just take it back before we just get back into the concert. Writing the songs and the show itself, was there anything in it that just float out of you really easily? Was there any songs or moments? And then were there any that they just, you just sat there and went, I don't know what I'm, how I'm going to do this. Or the songs were just really hard. I love hearing, you know, how people get through that over the hump if it's difficult.
So I think because we work, so for the most part, Kristen and I work lyrics first, because I have a very, we both believe that the story has to drive the music. And I've found that over the years, when the lyrics are right, the music comes right away. When the lyrics are not so great, then she maybe sends me something, or she sends me a chorus, and I'll, both of us say, this is not exactly right. So some of the songs, actually, I think the title song, how long did that take to write, Kristen?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
It was
I do remember that Girl with the Light in Her Eyes took me about 15 minutes to write.
I told you, see?
I know, there's sometimes there's just a song that it's there and it just, it comes out. I know, I love those moments because then it only takes you like 15 minutes, like you said, but then there's other ones that, so with the workshop and how did the audience react to it? And what did you learn from that audience the first time you had it on its feet?
Well, one person said it was better than Hamilton. So, like, can we quote you on that?
Oh, you better have that as a quote
whenever you do something.
I forgot about that. I mean, I don't know. I think for me, like, what I learned most from that is that, like, people connected with it. Like, people were into it. I mean, I was... I guess I shouldn't say that I was surprised, but I kind of was like, oh, wow. Like, people actually want to hear this. Like, I mean, I had the same, you know, both with the concert, the first concert that we did at 54 Below, even though a lot of those songs are not in the show anymore. And as well as the JMU workshop. I mean, it was like, wow, like, people get it. They're into it. They, you know, I think that like gave me some, I don't know, some motivation to say, okay, this is like worth continuing with. I mean, not that I didn't think it was a story worth telling, I did, but that other people also thought it was a story worth listening to. That was like really great for me to find out.
Let's talk about this concert that's coming up on the 31st. All the people involved and everything about it.
Well, first of all, Abingdon is just amazing because as you know, new musicals are a tough sell to anybody, and new musicals with relatively unknown writers are an even harder tough sell. And Abingdon has really taken us under their wings. They've shown a light, which, I mean, it's been a little dark post-COVID. So it's really wonderful to have them shining their light on this work. We have amazing talent who are all willing to come in and sing the songs. I think it's going to be powerful. I'm very excited.
Tell us a little bit about the talent. Who's involved with it?
Who's involved? Let's see, who do we have? We have Talia Suskower, we have Kimberly Maribelli, Carrie St. Louis, Rashida Scott, Michaela Bennett, Alyssa Ray, who was American Idol finalist. Bart Shadow actually has done, he's done a bunch of Broadway shows, but he went to the pitch with us many years ago and was the third person as part of our pitch. So he's been with the show in some form or another for quite a few years. He's been a great supporter. I don't know. Who else, Jim?
Yeah, we have a Tony nominee, Robert Cuccioli. Jason Forbach, who was just in Into the Woods. Curtis Wiley. I think that's all 10 of them that are singing. So, yeah, we're very excited. And Abingdon was very helpful in getting this cast organized and set up for us, which was really awesome. And their whole team Owen and Kate and Leon, everyone who's we're working with over there has just been really supportive and very communicative and like organized, and we just can't say enough good things about them. So we're so grateful that they're, you know, presenting this opportunity and producing this for us.
Lou and Kristen, have you heard them sing your songs yet?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we saw rehearsals on Monday.
Oh, so it's an nice. So that'll be exciting to see. You know, that's quite a caliber of performers, and to have them doing your stuff will be so exciting, and just sitting in the audience and seeing that.
It's always one of my favorite parts. People say, oh, what's the best part? And for me, so I write lyrics, Kristen does music, she'll send me a over the phone kind of demo. And then when it goes from that, and she sings actually quite well, but when it goes from that to a professional actually performing it, that's really those moments that I just, it's my favorite. My favorite minute.
I love that too, because you can sing it as much in your own head and you can sing it out loud as much as you want. But once it's in coming out as somebody else, you just go, oh, I didn't even think of that. And those are some of my favorite moments too.
Yeah, definitely. It's the always actors.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Mom. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's what actors and professionals can find in a song or in a scene that you didn't even know you wrote. And then you say, oh, I did write that. That is what I meant. I just didn't know it.
Exactly. So tell us, how do people get tickets to the show?
They can go to Chelsea Table and Stage and do it directly, go online. Or you can go to Abingdon, abingdontheater.org/divided. And it will have information about the show and how to get tickets, how to get there. They're also, Abingdon's on Instagram. At Abingdon Theater. We have some links to some of the press on our website, rosenfeldmusicals.com. But I would say go to Abingdon to do the tickets.
Fantastic.
Go through their website.
Everybody should head out. If you're, like I said, if you're in New York on the 31st, go check out, support new musicals, because you never know, this is the future of musical theater. And I don't think enough people do go out and support new works, because I don't know why. we're different people. We love doing that sort of thing. Before we go, is there anything that you're working on? I know you got this show coming up very soon, but is there anything that you're working on that you'd like to promote or tell people about? Jim, we'll start with
you. Well, probably our next show is about the women who conquered the Klondike.
Oh, interesting. And how far along is that?
We have some of the music. We have a first draft.
So we'll be talking again in a couple of years. We'll do this again.
That's it.
Awesome. Jim, do you have anything in the pipeline?
Well, yeah, right now I'm the associate choreographer and the tour choreographer for the My Fair Lady national tour that's going around. It's the Lincoln Center Theater production that was on Broadway before the pandemic. And then the tour launched right as the pandemic started. So they had to shut it down. And then we relaunched it probably 2 years ago now. And so that's kind of like what I've been working on in the background while I'm doing all these other things. So yeah, it's great.
Very cool. And Kristen, do you have anything going on?
Well, I'm madly getting ready for Chinese New Year. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, nice.
Our school does a bunch of lion dance and martial art demonstrations for Chinese New Year. So other than the concert, that's what I'm focused on right now.
That's very cool. Again, thank you to the three of you for coming on today and introducing the world to the show. And we all look forward to seeing where it goes from here. And if I was in New York in January, I would be down there. But I'm in Toronto. And yeah, I wish everything was closer. I wish everything just came up here. So if you ever come up here, I will definitely go see the show. But thank you all so much. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us. And thanks for a wonderful conversation.
Awesome. Awesome. So we were just speaking with Jim Cooney, Lou Ann Rosenfeld, and Kristen Rosenfeld, the creative team behind the January 31st concert of Divided New Musical. Go check that out. And as always, support new musicals whenever you can, because they are the future of our industry. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.